Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We're on the road so much during the holidays, can't afford to have our car break down. Go to carshield.com, 10% off, deductible may apply. Carshield.com, put in the code H-E-R-D, let them know we sent you. Good to have you in. Dave Wonstadt's my friend. By the way, the last time the Miami Dolphins won a playoff game, he was the coach. And we were just talking this weekend. He had a Bears team. Good God. I think he had five or six different quarterbacks. They beat Minnesota in a playoff game. Really, really good Minnesota team. And he still has a place in Chicago. It's near and dear to his heart. National championships with Miami. And obviously with Jimmy Johnson, he won Super Bowls in Dallas. And he's my friend. He's joining us, Fox Sports analyst Dave Wonstadt from Chicago. So we were saying this morning. Aaron Rodgers had a birthday, and he took a little subtle shot at the Packers. He said, you know, people thought I was done. They drafted a quarterback. I'm not done yet. So I want you to pretend, because you never got the quarterback, or you'd still be coaching in the league.
You know what? He just, by saying he's not done yet, he just ruined Christmas for Chicago Bear fans. That's the worst thing they could have heard today after that last game. But anyway, go ahead.
You're the coach of the Packers, and the GM tells you, we're going to draft a quarterback out of Utah State, knowing you got rolled by San Francisco twice and you need help defensively. Would you have gone into the room with the GM and fought like hell and said, no, don't tick him off? What would you have done if you coached the Packers and the GM told you, hey, we're going to go draft a quarterback from Utah State?
Well, my reaction 5 minutes after they made the pick was how I feel right now. You got to be careful that you don't turn this into a New England Patriots team. And by that, I mean, when you looked at what Tom Brady had at New England the last couple of years, I think they were second in the league in the most drops by wide receivers. I mean, they just didn't have any playmakers big time. And that's the first reaction I had when they did not take a receiver or a defensive player when they took another quarterback. And then I thought maybe it would happen in free agency. You know, are they going to go out and sign a defensive guy, or are they going to sign a receiver? And it didn't happen then. So they obviously, you know, have their reasons, but boy, it just, from a distance, it just doesn't seem like it makes sense, because that window is going to start closing. And, you know, I don't know what it is with Aaron Rodgers, 2 years, 3 years, maybe four more years, but the window is going to close, and you got to, when you're hot, you got to take it.
You know, it's so, the reality, Herm Edwards told me this, and you've told me this, if you have a quarterback, you don't go into broadcasting, you stay in football. And okay. I mean, that's the reality of it. You're in Chicago, and we both like Matt Nagy, but in the end, it's a bit of a mess. I mean, they're paying Foles a lot, and he's a backup. Do you just go out? I mean, coach, do you go out, because they have a defense? They don't have much of an identity on either side. Do you roll the dice, move up in the draft, and just admit, we whiffed on quarterback and go get another one? What would you fight for if you ran the organization?
Well, the first thing, if I was running the organization, before I took another quarterback, I would have to be real clear, what do you want to do with the quarterback? What is our offense? What is our identity? You know, I mean, at this point in the game, this is not the first year where, you know, this is the third year. We're 12 games into the season, and a little bit of run, a little bit of play pass, drop back, five out, you know, don't give the offensive line any help. I mean, right now, to me, the biggest problem is they really are very unsure of what they want to do offensively. And I think, you know, Matt Nagy, he came out last week, the first play, 57 yards. They run the ball to David Montgomery against the Packers. At the end of the half, I think he had six runs. He ended up with 11 runs. The minute that they got behind by 10 points, in Matt's mind, and I love Matt Nagy, but in his mind, whoa, we're behind, put the running game away. And Tony Dungy said it on the air. I was thinking the exact same thing. Don't give up on this running game too soon. Sure enough, they did. And some guys, I'll tell you this, Colin, when I first was interviewing for a job, I was told, it was actually Bill Parcells told me at the combine, Dave, you're going to interview a lot of offensive coordinators being a head coach. He says, and they're all going to tell you in the interview that they believe in running the football, the importance of running. Very few of them really do. And that's the truth. I mean, you can do what you want, and but it's not going to last if it's not in your heart and you really don't get what it does for field position and what it does for clock management and what it does for your defense. It's not going to change.
Yeah. No, I think it's real. I think it's we just had Steve Smith Sr. on. He said all Andy Reid's guys are trying to out-clever Andy Reid. There's one Andy Reid. Run the football. Okay, so
yeah.
Let's go to air. I think Brady's actually, if you look at the numbers, Dave, actually Brady's 28 picks, 11 touchdowns, 95 passer rating, 65. He's been fine. I mean, they didn't have a priest. He's been fine. But it's you talk about a guy that forgets about the run. Are you surprised? Is the Brady thing worse than you thought, better than you thought? Where are you right now, Arians, Brady, and where they're at offensively?
You know, I was looking this up and looked at something this morning. How about this? Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, and Jameis Winston. They all, in their first year in this system with Bruce, they all had career-high interceptions. And it looks like it's going to be that way with Tom. I'll say it again. Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, and Jameis Winston all had career-high interceptions their first year in this system. And then, obviously, there, you know, adjustments were made and so forth. And I just think right now that Tom, you know, at his age, I mean, he this is not his game. I mean, at New England, I remember watching, I was working for Fox. The game was in, the Super Bowl was in Arizona. They were playing Pete Carroll in Seattle. And Tom Brady threw, I think it might have been a half a dozen balls that were four-yard completions. And the receiver would make somebody miss, and they'd make seven or eight. That's his style. And I think this is just foreign to him. And when he gets pressure, you know, he's not a young kid anymore that he can move around and throw off his back foot. It's they're out of sync right now. They truly are out of sync.
So we know Carson Wentz is talented, big, strong, good arm. We've seen him. We saw him last year, by the way. He had a much better year last year than people think. He had 27 TDs, 7 picks, won the division, and he had all sorts of chaos at receiver, offensive line. So we know he's talented. Something's wrong. And it's interesting. Joy and I have been talking about this. So, you know, he has the Nick Foles statue outside the building, and then they draft Jalen Hurts. And I know, you're supposed to be able to handle that. But what bothers me about the Jalen Hurts thing, if you go look at what Buffalo has done with Josh Allen, they've rebuilt the O-line. They got him Cole Beasley, got him John Brown, got him Stephon Diggs. They draft running back. All they've done is support. Is it fair to at least criticize the Eagles front office and say, you need to be a little more sensitive with Carson Wentz? He's dealing with a Nick Foles backup complex. Jalen Hurts in the second round. You got every week there's a question about him. Or should we just say Carson Wentz, toughen up and deal with it?
Yeah, and boy, I don't think there's anybody in the country that doesn't respect and love Jalen Hurts. You know, I mean, the way he handled that Alabama benching, and he goes to Oklahoma, first class guy. You want him in your business. Whatever he does, he's going to make your company better. But are you going to really draft him and think that he's going to be an NFL quarterback at the next level? You know, I would go back to that. I mean, it's bad enough taking a quarterback, but I think you take a quarterback that's really was not known for throwing the football. You know, so it's almost a double whammy in my mind. And Carson Wentz, I just think that they gave him the big money, you know, $128 million. And I just think that they think that he's better than he really is. And, you know, he used to make plays with his feet. He's having a tough time doing that now. He's making bad decisions, which tells you he has no confidence. He's pressing. And then you compound that with the injury. So, yeah, why they would take a receiver and nothing against Jalen Hurts. Like I say, I love the guy. But, boy, you take him in the second round. You're taking him, you're thinking he's going to be your future? Well, if you are, you better go to the offense, you know, a quarterback read offense, because it's going to be different than what they're doing now. I promise you that.
Dave Wannstedt joining us, Bears and Dolphins head coach. I want to talk about Miami. So Miami has Houston's first pick and their own. Yep. So they're going to have once again. And, you know, we talk about this, is that Dave, sometimes the culture changes in all businesses, tech, football, everything. And now we're seeing these college kids come into the NFL, and hell, they're good now. Most of them are making it, and most of them are really good quickly. So Tua gets hurt again, and we think, oh boy, all right, now Tua's hurt.
Yeah.
What if Tua, you put him back in, and he just, he's okay, but he gets dinged up again. He gets, would it be crazy to just go out and get another quarterback? Is it nuts? I mean, how long? I know it sounds nuts, but we know Flores is going to have a good defense, so that part I don't worry about.
Right.
The only thing holding this franchise back, Dave, is the quarterback. And we know it's not Fitzpatrick long-term, so it's got to be Tua. What are you going to be watching? If you ran that organization today, what do you got to see from Tua so that you don't go get another quarterback?
You bring up the injury thing. That's interesting, Colin, because that was the one thing. And I was talking to some general manager now before the draft, and they went back to Tua's high school days. And he got hurt in high school, so he's had a history, obviously, of injuries. That was the only negative thing that some people had. You would hope that it's nothing long term. We don't know what's going on inside that locker room. They just got to be careful of this. And I lived it at Miami, and I had Jay Feeler, and I'm not saying that he's Tua. I mean, although Jay Feeler, we won 10 games a year for 4 years with Jay Feeler. But it was never going to be good enough in Miami because of Dan Marino. Everything is compared to Dan Marino. There may never be another Dan Marino. So at some point, if there's not a problem with Tua and they don't think it's long-term, the kid's only played a few games in the NFL. I think you got to roll up your sleeves and commit. And Chan Gailey's the best that there is, their offensive coordinator, quarterback coach here. He's doing a fantastic job between Fitz and Tua. So Miami's a tough city with quarterbacks. I lived it. We were winning 10 games a year, and all they wanted to do was get rid of Jay Fiedler. And so you got to be careful, Miami. How much of an opportunity did Josh Rosen get? And Josh Rosen's got talent. Maybe he'll never play in the league. Maybe he's done. But put that aside. He was a high draft pick. They gave up a second round pick for him, and right away he played one or two games. And it wasn't good enough. Somebody else in there. At that position, you can waste a whole career. A lot of guys can lose jobs by rolling quarterbacks if you have a good one that you just need to spend time with and need to develop. And I think that's the case with Tua. I really do.
By the way, I said with the Seahawks this week, they really impressed me, Dave, is that Green Bay struggled stopping the run, and they have done nothing in the season with talent to change it. Chicago's offense needs juice. Ryan Pace, they've never gone out and acquired anybody. Seattle had a pass rush issue. They went and got Carlos Dunlap. Pete Carroll developed L.J. Collier, good young player. Before the season, they knew they had a pass rush issue. They got Jamal Adams, who's really a linebacker who blitzes. Seattle did something, Dave, that it's hard to do. You have a real weakness, and you solve it in the season. Seattle now has got a top five pass rush in the league. Your thoughts about a Seattle football team, you go back to your career. Did you ever solve a major problem in the middle of a season?
In the middle of the season, I would say no, but I will tell you this. Our fourth year, we finished training camp. I mean, we're ready to... preseason's over, and we are ready to start off. We're going to open up on Sunday Night Football against the Washington Redskins, who are in the Super Bowl, I think the year before that or 2 years before that. Great, great football team, Joe Gibbs. And we went out.
No,
we
where were you? Where were you coaching?
I'm at the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
And we finish, and we're getting ready to start the season. We're going to open with the Redskins. And myself, Norv Turner, and Jimmy Johnson went to a little Mexican restaurant, and we were sitting there, and we were going around like, what do we need? What do we need? And it was a pass rusher. We had Tony Tolbert and Jim Jeffcoat, and we had some great guys that really tried hard and were good players, but they weren't difference makers. And within 2 days, Jimmy Johnson made the trade for Charles Haley. We got Charles on a Tuesday. I got him ready. I think he played about 8 or 9 plays for us in third down situations. He played that week. He showed up Tuesday. He played that Sunday against the Redskins. and we won a Super Bowl that year.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do that. You see a weakness, you got to solve it. You don't have time. Dave Wannstedt, Bears, Dolphins, Hurricanes, Cowboys. Great seeing you, Coach.
Okay. See you Sunday, Steve. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, little Mexican restaurant, second margarita, you talk yourself into Charles Haley. They weren't going to get Charles after the first margarita. But boy, those second margaritas.
That's usually how it goes with margaritas. That's
well, tequila
where, that's
makes
where the
you,
decisions are starting to be made.
Don't they say tequila is the aggressive alcohol?
Tequila is one of those alcohols that hits everyone a little differently. Like, some people just cannot and should not drink tequila. I'm not one of those people. I enjoy tequila.
Yeah, but it will make you go out and get a pass rusher. It's been confirmed.
It's going to make you do things if you have too much of it.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
You're mostly a vodka guy.
It's just, you know, one a night, take the edge off. Just one. Don't need a bunch.
Yeah, that's wine for me.
Last night I didn't, but tonight I may.
Yeah, you know, well, you got an NFL game this afternoon.
That's
so
right. Yeah, I probably will.
Maybe have one during the game, which is not going to include Ravens running back Mark Ingram or J.K. Dobbins. They're both eligible to return to play against the Steelers, but neither are going to play. They were not activated for the game today. The team is reportedly being very cautious with them because they missed practice while on the COVID list. So Gus Edwards is still in line to be the starting running back today. They also have Justice Hill and Tyson Williams, who they just promoted from the practice squad. Gus Edwards has had 85 carries for 376 yards and 3 touchdowns this season. Steelers are favored, according to Fox Bet, by 11.
I would stay away from that. Obviously Steelers are going to win. That rivalry has a weird way of...
It does. If Lamar was playing, then I would...
Oh, God, I would take him in a second if they were getting...
because it's just that game.
Even with all the COVID guys out, I'd take him.
Yeah, but it's just not going to... It's just... Once it got moved and all the stuff started building, it lost its Steelers-Ravens luster, certainly from, you know, Thursday. But it's still interesting. Like, I'm going to go...
Well, I'm going to go home and watch it.
Watch it. It's an NFL game. So the Broncos were forced to play a practice squad wide receiver at quarterback last weekend due to the COVID situation. It did not go well for them. They lost to the Saints 31-3. But Jerry Jones thinks that the Cowboys were in a similar position when they had to start their third string rookie quarterback Ben DiNucci.
In the NFL, you take risks. You take risks when you put all the quarterbacks in the same room. If you were worried about those things, you can spread them out a little bit. You can save one. I don't know that Denver had any more of a challenge than we've had with DiNucci or with the young quarterbacks that we've had.
Yes, they did. They did.
Yeah, they played a receiver.
Yes, he's a receiver. Ben DiNucci did play against Philly, 21-40, 180 yards for 0 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. But he did appear in 2 other games this season. So he is actually a quarterback.
It is interesting,
and
though.
And he's practiced at quarterback.
You got to basically, I guess if you run an NFL team, one quarterback, you just put in Zoom meetings mostly, right down the hallway. That's right, what you have to do.
I mean, to Jerry's point, like that's, and I think a lot of teams talked about this, having just a quarterback that's separate for this reason. At that position, it's not an unreasonable thing to do, because then you have Kendall Hinton, who's never even practiced at quarterback, who's now your starter, yeah. Which is an impossible situation to put someone in just because you played in college. Like, this is completely, you don't practice at that position. It's not the third string quarterback, which is what Jerry's talking about. DiNucci is still a backup quarterback. It's obviously not an ideal situation, but not the same. So Patrick Mahomes may be one of the best players in the NFL right now. I thought this would be interesting to you because you ask a lot of people what they thought of star players the first time that they saw them in practice.
Yes, I asked that a lot.
Tyreek Hill was not impressed with Mahomes when he first saw him in practice with the Chiefs. He said, "I thought he was trash." When he first got here, I was like, "This is who y'all drafted right here?" That second year, his quarterback mechanics were different. It was like he was spending more time with his quarterback coach, spending more time with Coach Reed, learning the offense. Dude was different. So
by the way, what we've said, as great as Mahomes is, you stick him in Jacksonville, he's not making the playoffs, and he's just this really talented kid down in Jacksonville. So, like, this prime example is how raw he was. And by the way, this was understood when he got drafted. It was like, yeah, he's super raw.
Super raw, gunslinger.
And then he gets a really good coach, and now actually, he's very low interception guy. He's very much like Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't throw picks.
This is why I don't like him getting compared to other people as far as the draft. I didn't like the Jordan Love comparison. Like, Patrick Mahomes went to a very specific situation, right, where Alex Smith was there, but they weren't committed to him long term, and that was a very clear situation. Also, Alex Smith is the type of guy that's going to, you know, bring him under your wing. You're not going to get that with Aaron Rodgers, at least not in the same way that you would with Alex Smith. Not saying that Aaron Rodgers isn't helping him, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
This is a very unique situation. It doesn't take away anything from what Patrick Mahomes is, but you're absolutely right. Where you go matters.
A lot.
And if you are able to overcome a situation when you go there, that's a credit to you. But to what Jay was just saying, there's a lot of situations where guys have lost jobs that they probably just needed more development and a little more time, but this is a competitive...
Yeah.
This is a competitive space. Like, you may not get that, but I thought that was a funny little note from Tyreek Hill.
It was. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Best for last. Would you rather, what would we rather see of developing stories in the NFL down the stretch? What makes for more interesting conversations? Would you rather, coming up next?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Real weather proven. Extreme weather proven. Get them at Walmart. Last 2 times longer than all other blades. Michelin. All right. 5 weeks left in the regular season. Okay, we do this about once every couple months. It's a game called Would You Rather. There's multiple options on something. In what do I think is more interesting, creates better content, is better for football, is better for my eyes? Would you rather, Joy?
Would you rather the Giants win the NFC East or the Eagles win the NFC East?
Interestingly, I'd rather see the Eagles win it. Don't think they will, because then all the Carson Wentz haters have to go, okay, so he has won the division in back-to-back years with major chaos on the offensive line or at wide receiver. I think the Giants are going to win it, but if you're asking me what creates better drama, it's Wentz winning it again as you all have bailed on him.
The Jets finish with the number one pick, or the Jags finish with the number one pick?
The Jags finish with the number one pick because Trevor Lawrence is going to work everywhere. But it creates real interesting situation. Would the Jets move off Sam Darnold for Justin Fields? Now, for Trevor Lawrence, you absolutely do. But remember, they've got all these picks because of the Jamal Adams trade.
Yeah.
They got 7 great picks. Keep Darnold, 7 picks. I'm not so sure they move off him. So I think that creates a fascinating sports argument that it's Sam Darnold and a bunch of picks or Justin Fields. I'm not so sure you keep Darnold there.
The Raiders make the playoffs or the Browns make the playoffs? Would you rather?
I would rather have the Raiders make the playoffs for 2 reasons. I think Gruden is great in the playoffs. 3 reasons. I think the Raiders have a more interesting brand, and Derek Carr is better in every statistical category this year than Baker Mayfield. So I get better quarterback play, bigger star as a coach. I think you and I have agreed with this. The Raiders are a great brand. They're kind of the rebels, the outlaws of the NFL.
Absolutely. So the Dolphins make the playoffs with Fitzpatrick, or they miss the playoffs with Tua?
I'd rather they make the playoffs with Fitzpatrick, who's averaging over 100 yards more passing a game, because I think Brian Flores deserves to make the playoffs. They feel like a playoff team. It's a great brand. Great coaching job. I like to see people rewarded who've done a good job. Just because Tua doesn't make the playoffs doesn't mean they bail on him. But I think Brian Flores needs to be rewarded because I think he's just out-coached and outsmarted a lot of NFL people.
It's a good culture builder for them. Jimmy G stays with the 49ers. Or would you rather Jimmy G goes back to the Patriots?
I would rather Jimmy G go to the Patriots. First of all, he'll win both places. Okay, he'll win with Belichick. But I do believe the strength of New England's dynasty beyond Belichick and Brady was their offensive line play. and they've drafted a couple of really good young offensive linemen. I don't think Garoppolo. I think it's a very good place for a quarterback with injuries to be. I think New England would be a nice place for him to be. They wouldn't put him in harm's way. I mean, Brady didn't get hit much. And I think this, the offensive line is the one thing Belichick offensively has drafted well and developed really well as an organization. And in San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan's going to get somebody. And I think, frankly, I think Belichick wants Garoppolo more than Shanahan does. At this point, I think Kyle wants somebody else.
The Cowboys stick with Dak or the Cowboys draft a quarterback?
Well, I work for Fox, and we have the Cowboys as our premier ratings product. I think it's better if you draft a quarterback. First of all, it's a new story. Second of all, I've seen Dak. He's 6-12 the last 3 years against winning teams. And because you got to pay him, they're up against the cap. We know in the NFL what wins is. Young quarterbacks not paying him, you can go in free agency. Dak will get a job. Don't kid yourself. Dak will start somewhere. That's not, and I know this is not going to happen. But if you want to be, I don't think Dak's fascinating. I think a new quarterback situation would be fascinating and allow Dallas to nibble at some free agents possible because they'd have some salary space.
Would you rather the Seahawks win the NFC West or the Rams win the NFC West?
Seahawks, because I think they can win the Super Bowl. I don't think the Rams quite look like that team yet. I think Russell Wilson's more entertaining. DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson are so much fun to watch. Selfishly, this Seattle has a vibe to it. Like, Seattle games are, as Kevin Clark says that works for The Ringer, there's never been a Seahawk game that's not weird. They play in more...
Yeah, they've never played in a normal game.
They've never played a normal football game. All their games are crazy. And I just think, whereas the Rams win, kind of boringly.
The Ravens miss the playoffs, or the Ravens lose first playoff game?
Either way, Lamar's going to get criticized. Like, we got this narrative going on. I'd rather he miss the playoffs, come in. If he loses another playoff game, we're going to have, for third year in a row, now you have a narrative. I don't wish for any young player to get stuck in a narrative. But if he doesn't make the playoffs, and by the way, Cleveland's pretty good and the Steelers are great. You can just say, hey, listen, it's very competitive year. I'd hate to see him lose another playoff game, and now we have a narrative. He can't win a playoff game, and I think that's rough on young. Because for the record, isn't he still like 23 years old or something, 24 years old?
He's very young, and yeah, I'm with you. I think it would be better for them long term if they just missed the playoffs this year. It's a weird year.
Yeah, get a better draft pick, lose more games. Good stuff. By the way, mdrivestart.com. It's one scoop every morning. Chocolate mousse, proteins, digestive enzymes, leans you up, makes you feel great. We're all getting old. Don't let it define you. mdrivestart.com. Happy birthday to Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, happy birthday.
He is 37 years old today. Looks great. Looks fantastic. Having a great year. I'd vote him MVP. So, you know, it's interesting. Not that he's aged quickly, but he didn't play for like 3 years. And then his first year he started, they were like 6-10. He got to 37 fast. And didn't it feel like that? Like, oh God, he's already 37 years old. Brady and him are only separated by 6 years. Feels weird. We'll see you tomorrow.